Hello, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us to analyze Piaggio Group first half 2014 financial results, and apologies for the short delay. Today's conference call will be held by Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Gabriele Galli, Piaggio Group General Finance Manager. During today's conference call, we will use the presentation you can download from our website. Before going ahead, I remind you that during today's conference call, we can use forward-looking statements that are subject to risks that can cause actual results to be materially different. Now, I am glad to hand over the conference call to Mr. Gabriele Galli.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. As usual, we will go through the short presentation we have. Starting by slide three, you can see the market demand has been unsupportive for main Piaggio reference markets. In fact, the trend that started during the first quarter for Europe, which was up by 13%, decreased a little bit. Today, the total market is +4% versus previous year, with bikes up by 9% and scooter flat. The market trend in Asia Pacific is overall negative, especially in Vietnam, Thailand, and Malaysia. In Indonesia, the market was good. In India, the two-wheeler market is going on growing double digit. While that's a very good news, in India, the market started again to increase. Today, after 6 months, the market is slightly negative, but the second quarter was really positive. Moving to the business highlights, the Western country have been characterized by a resilient performance while the market was very volatile. The Piaggio leadership was, of course, confirmed. We had a couple of new product, Vespas and MP3, and both of them posted a double-digit revenue growth. We went on expanding our business in Latin America with the mid-size bikes, and that's as well a good news because we are entering new geographies. In terms of pricing, we have been able to maintain price up. In terms of market, Italy was still lagging while France, Holland, and Spain grew double digits. In Asia Pacific, the market showed a negative performance. Vietnam is still negative. There is also, during the first quarter, a very strong competition. Ex-Vietnam sales were good, especially in Indonesia, Thailand, and Taiwan, but weren't able to reverse the negative trend in Vietnam. We also started selling in China, and that's good because China may be a very interesting market, especially in the premium segment. As well as in Europe, also in Asia Pacific, the prices are holding up very well if we exclude the Forex, despite the increased competitive intensity. The total result was ex-Vietnam Asia Pacific result positive, but still unable to counterbalance the negative performance in Vietnam and the negative Forex effect. Moving to the following slide, India showed a very good performance. As we said before, the market is still negative if you look at the 6 months, but is steadily improving across the quarter. Especially in May, the market was reversed positive, +12%. In June, it was +23% after a negative -16% in the Q1. In terms of market share, we have been able to gain a position for the fifth consecutive quarter, leveraging on four-wheeler and on upper city bikes. The export is absolutely positive. The volume was up by 84% versus previous year. And also in India, in terms of pricing, if we exclude the negative forex, the prices were up. In terms of two-wheeler sales, the Vespa number stuck at 2,000 units per month, which is very much aligned compared to what happened during the first 6 months of the year. Looking at the financial consolidated, the net sales were down by 6%, minus 2% at the constant forex. So the second quarter showed a very important reduction compared to what happened during the first quarter. We confirmed our premium pricing strategy and our premium brand positioning, which coupled with efficiencies allowed us to maintain EBITDA margin at the same level compared to 2013. In particular, the gross margin ratio was at 13.9% as in 2013, despite lower production volume, showing that by the one hand we've been able to maintain a strict pricing policy, and by the other hand we have been able to extract efficiency from the cost of the product. In terms of OPEX, we went on containing compared to 2013, and today we have a saving of around 6 million euro compared to the previous year. And that's even after stepping up in marketing expenses to try to boost our brand presence across the different regions. The financial expenses have been higher. We had a one-off item related to the bond redemption, which accounted in 2014 for 2.9 million euro. And the comparison with the previous year shows a lower capitalization of interest expenses following the IFRS 23 compared to the previous year. In terms of total capex, we had an amount of 13 million euro versus 43 million during the previous year, very much in line with the 2014-2017 industrial plan investment profile. We have been generating cash during the quarter, as you know, during the half. As you know, our business is very seasonal. Last year, we have been absorbing 66 million euros during the first 6 months. This half, we have been generating around 3 million euros. So the difference in terms of cash absorption generation versus last year is positive by 70 million euros. In terms of debt profile, we did a couple of operations. So we issued a new bond amounting 250 million euro with a maturity 7 years, which substituted the former bond expiring at December 2016. And we also refinanced with 18 months of anticipation the revolving credit facility, extending it at 220 million euro with a five-year timeline. So today, the debt average life is around 5 years. And apart from the enlargement of the life of the debt, we've been able, through these two operations, to significantly lower the borrowing cost. Moving to slide number five, you can have a look at the P&L. So the net sales were down by 42.6 million euro, minus 6.3. If we do not include the forex effect, which is around 27 million euro, the net sales would have been down by 2.4 percentage point. Inside the forex effect, the Indian rupee plays the most important role with a direct impact of around 20 million euro. As you remember, Indian rupee devaluated during the last 6 months of 2013. So going on, the comparison of month versus month should be much more generous, because the Indian rupee in July has a very similar level to the forex the Indian rupee had last year. Moving to the gross margin, as we commented before, the gross margin was around 30.9%, very much in line with the previous year. We had a further saving in terms of cash OPEX of around 6 million euros, leading to an EBITDA of 94 million euros, which compares with 100.6 million euros in 2013. In terms of EBITDA margin, this year we had a 15%, which is absolutely aligned to the 15% we had the first half last year. Depreciation is the same as in 2013, 43 million euro, leading to an EBIT of 61.1 million versus 57.6 last year. Then we have financial expenses, which, as we said before, are composed by recurring financial expenses amounting 20.7 million euro versus 16 million euro last year. The difference, which is 4.7 million euro, is due to the higher capitalization of financial charges we had last year, which is 3 million euro, and 1.7 million euro financial expenses increase due to a higher debt during the first 3-4 months of the year, and a higher cost of debt before the two operations we made in May, the bond, and in July, the RCF refinancing. Going on, I would like to remember you that the recurring financial expenses should be lower. In fact, in terms of bond, we have a lower cost of debt of around 2.3 percentage points. Last year it was 7, this year is 4.7. And also in terms of revolving credit facility, we have an average saving of around 1 percentage point. Then we have the non-recurring financial expenses due to the buyback of the 42 million euro of bond which we made at the beginning of July, and this amounts for 2.9 million euro. After these financial expenses, recurring and non-recurring, the income before tax is 27.5 versus 41.6, so with a lower contribution of 14 million euros. Then we have the normal taxes at 40%. The percentage is very much in line with the one we showed last year in June. So the financial charge this year is 11 million versus 16.6 last year, leading to a net income of 16.5 million versus 25. Adjusting the net income with the non-recurring financial expenses, we have a net income adjusted after the after the tax charge of 18.3 versus 25.0 million euro last year. Moving to the net financial position, as we said at the beginning, the net financial position is 3 million euro better than last year. And what is good is the cash flow movement during the half, which shows a contribution positive by 3.3 million euro, while last year it was minus 66.3. This leads to an improvement of cash flow of around 70 million euro, out of which 50% is due to the non-payment of dividend, and the other 50% is due to normal financial performance. Moving to slide 6, you can look at the volume trend. The total volume were 278,500 units in 2014, 20,000 lower than last year. European business was pretty flat, minus 0.5 thousand. Asia Pacific showed a decrease of around 7,000 units with a minus 15.4%. India two-wheeler was negative. As you remember, last year during the first 3 months, we were selling around 4,000 units. This year, we are very much aligned since the first quarter with 2,000 units. So this year, the total number of Vespa sold in India was 12.7 versus 25.4 last year. The Western country CV was pretty flat, minus 3.3%, while the India CV showed a very good performance, and this is even better if we compare Q2 versus Q2 last year, because I mean the performance during the first quarter was negative, as you can remember. Moving to slide 7. You can have a look at the net sales trend. The total net sales trend is, as we said before, minus 6.3%. Excluding the Forex, it shows a minus 2.4%. European business was very flat. If we exclude the some engine business, which last year was done with a customer in U.S., and just look at the vehicle business, it is very much aligned. Including this negative contribution of engine business, it shows a minus 1.9%. The Asia-Pacific business is down by 17.4%, which is a minus 12.2% excluding Forex. Notably, Vietnamese dong and U.S. dollar. The Indian Vespa is down around 50%. The Western country commercial vehicle is a little bit increasing compared to last year, plus 2.6%. And Indian business is negative because of Forex by minus 8.4%. But excluding Forex, which accounts for around 20 million euro, the turnover could have been positive by 5.1%. And so again, this is good for the Q3 and Q4 because the market is improving and the Forex should be very much aligned to last year. Moving to slide number 8, you can have a look at the net sales composition by business. So scooters very much flat, minus 3.6%. And they would have been even more aligned with last year, excluding the contribution of Indian Vespa. The bikes are down by 14%. The commercial vehicles in Europe are down by 7%. And the spare business is very much aligned to last year, minus 2.1%. Moving to slide number 9. You can see the EBITDA movement. Last year, our EBITDA was 100.6 million euros, 15% versus revenues. We had a decrease due to the cash gross margin volume effect by 14.2 million euro and an increase of 1.4 million euro due to the cash gross margin percentual effect, because the cash margin was a little bit better compared to last year. Then we have a reduction in OPEX accounting for around 6.3 million euro, leading to an overall EBITDA at 94 million euro, 15% as in 2013. Moving to slide number 10, you can see the net result trend. Last year it was 25 million. we had a negative EBITDA contribution by around 6.5 million euro. Depreciation is very much aligned. Then we have the change in financial expenses recurring, which we commented before. I would like to remind you that out of these 4.7 million, 3 million last year were due to an higher capitalization of financial charges. And then we have the positive contribution of taxes due to the reduction of taxable income, leading to a net result adjusted of 18.3 million euro. Then we have the non-recurring financial expenses with their relative tax charge, leading to the actual net result for 2014 at 16.5 million euro. Moving to slide 11, we have the net financial position trend. We started at 475 million euros this year, which is around 83, 84 million euro worse compared to the beginning of 2013. We had an operating cash flow at 57.1 million euro, which is around 9 million lower compared to last year. Then we had a positive change in terms of working capital. Last year, the working capital, also due to the seasonality of the business, absorbed 60 million euro. This year, it absorbed just 11 million euro, which is around 50 million euro better compared to last year. Then we have the CAPEX at 38.2, in line with our strategic plan, amounting at around 100 million per year, which is better compared to last year by around 5 million euro. And then we have the change in equity and other, which last year absorbed 28.6 million, this year absorbed just 4.5 million euro. In this amount, we have last year we had some 33 million euro dividends. This year the dividends are zero, and the difference is due to a higher variation of conversion reserve this year compared to last year. The total net financial position at the end of the H1 was 472 million versus 458.2, showing the, by the one hand, the improvement versus the beginning of the year, by the other hand, the lower absorption of cash compared to last year. Actually, generation of free versus absorption of 66 last year. Moving to the last slide, you can have a look at the P&L. Sorry, at the balance sheet. The trade receivables were in line with last year, 126.4 versus 124.9, June versus June, of course, and showed an absorption of 52 million versus 65 last year. The inventory are 11 million euro better compared to June last year, 246 versus 257, with an absorption of around 39 million euro versus 36 last year. The commercial payable are almost in line with last year, 418 versus 423, with a generation of 73.4 million versus 34.3 million last year. And the other assets and liabilities are at 26 versus 21 last year, with a generation of 6.4 versus a generation of 6.8 last year. The total working capital, as we commented before, is negative by 19.3 versus 20.7 last year, with an absorption of 11 million euro versus 60 million euro last year. In terms of total fixed asset and tangible and intangible, We are very much aligned compared to last year. This year we are at 967.8 versus 974.1, with an absorption this year of 3 million euros versus a generation last year of 8 million euros. In terms of financial investment, we are at 9.6 versus 7.8, and in terms of provision, we are at 74, very much aligned with the 73.9 last year. The total invested capital is at 884 versus 887 last year, with an absorption of 16 million versus 55 last year. The net debt, as we commented before, is slightly improving versus beginning of the year with a generation of 3 million. And the equity is at 411.7 million euro versus 429 last year. In terms of ratio, we are today at 1.15 versus 1.07. At June. So, thanks to you, and now we are ready for some questions.
Yeah, ready for the questions.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question by dialing star followed by 1. To cancel your reservation, dial star followed by 2. First question comes from Miss Monica Bosio of Banca IMI. Miss Bosio, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would have a few questions. The first is the usual question on the consensus. The current consensus, according to your website, now points to 163 million in terms of EBITDA. I'm wondering, how do you feel confident with current consensus? Because I know that the second part of the year will be easier. But my feeling is that maybe would you feel more confident with the consensus range between 155 and 160 million for year end? And the second question is about the further cash OPEX effect in the second part of the year. How much further cash OPEX effect do you expect in the second half, or if you prefer, in the full year 2014? Then just two questions on the market. What do you expect for Europe and the Indian market by the end of the year? And I would like if you can give us a flavor on your market share in India as for the passenger segment. The performance of Piaggio has been very good in India thanks to the export. But I noticed that in June, you lost market share in the passenger segment. If you can comment on this, it could be very useful for us. Thank you very much.
Okay, so starting from the first one, the consensus is actually 163. Given the numbers we are showing today, the range of 155 to 160 is more reasonable for the next, for the total year 2014, absolutely. This means a generation during the next month of around 60 to 65 million euro, which is a good target. Of course, we are positive about the market in India. We are, and then we will discuss addressing your third question. We are pretty confident about the market in Europe. So basically, the first 3 months were very aggressive. Today are slightly positive. So probably the market in Europe as well as the market in U.S. should be very much aligned to last year, and there should be also some sort of recovery in Vietnam and Asia Pacific. This result of 155, 160 million euro may be corresponding to a total turnover ranging from 1210 to 1250 million euro net to another. In terms of cash OPEX, we go on investing in the cut of unuseful OPEX. Of course, we are investing in marketing more compared to last year. And we may believe that what we save in normal OPEX may be invested a little bit more in marketing activities. So at the end, the cash OPEX may be aligned with what we had last year. Going to Europe and the Indian market, as we said before, for Europe, we see a market slightly increasing compared to this year. The motorbikes are performing better today. They are at 9 percentage points higher compared to 2013, and we see a very much aligned trend. The scooters today are flat with the 50cc decreasing and higher than 50cc increasing a little bit. And this should be good in terms of mix and in terms of price point. On top of that, we are confident because we can leverage on both the new Vespas and the new MP3. In particular, we will be launching the new MP3 300 during the next weeks. Indian market, as you remember, the first quarter was very negative because, I mean, the market started in January at minus 25, then was minus 15, minus 5 in February, March. April was flat, May was plus 13, June was plus 23. So I don't know if the market will go on at plus 23 like in June. But in any case, the big change compared to what was happening before the election already occurred, and it is clearly visible. I mean, people postponed sales during the past 9 months, and so the trends should revert very positive. In terms of market share in India, you are right. We lost some market share. We moved from the three-wheeler from 34.1 to 32.8, and this was due to the PAC segment, where, as you know, Bajaj had a lot of permits in order to immatriculate, registrate new vehicle. But despite this push of Bajaj in PAC business in the city, if you look at the total market share, so three-wheeler plus four-wheeler, we have been able to increase our market share, and the total market share was up by around 2.3 percentage points from 24.1 last year to 26.4 this year. So I would say that India performance over the next month should be sustained by a good performance in four-wheeler, a good performance in terms of total market share, and a market finally jumping up. On top of that, we are maintaining our promises in terms of export. The export was up by 84% compared to last year. As you can remember, Bajaj is selling out of India around 300,000 units. Today, we are much lower, so there is a lot of room for improvement for us.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Mr. Villa, please.
Hi, good afternoon. I have a question related to the capitalization of interest you did in the last year and you don't have this year. I wonder if you can give us an idea what would be the impact of this item in the second half of this year, if we still have to expect a sort of a negative impact stemming from this change in accounting. That's the question. Thank you.
Okay. So basically, it's not a change in accounting. You can capitalize interest when you have some project not already in the market. So the principle is saying that until the project is not amortized, you can capitalize the interest, and then you should start to expense them. And today, last year, we had a big project still to be launched. This year, we are up and running with most of them. If you include the first half and the second half capitalization, the first half, the difference is around 2 million euro. Then there is another component which accounts for around 1 million euro, which is the revaluation of China participation. So the sum of the two in the first half is around 3 million euro. And in the second half, we had another capitalization for around 1.5 million euro of financial charges. So the total impact of financial charges capitalization is around 1.5 in the second plus 2, so 3.5 million euro. And the total for China was 1 million in the first half and another million in the second half. So the total impact last year was around 5.5 million euros. Which this year, let's see, it depends a lot on the performance of China. So I'm talking about the joint venture. Maybe that if the joint venture is performing, we can insert some other equity appreciation. At the moment, there was no room to include an equity appreciation. So for the estimates at the end of the year, I would include these around 5.5 million euros. On top of that, we had these 2.9 million euro non-recurring charges for 2014 coming out of the buyback of the bond.
Okay, thanks. That's helpful. And the second question is on the Vietnam and the rest of Asia situation. Are you seeing any kind of improvement there? Are you expecting second half to be better, or competition is still very fierce on those markets? And what are you expecting for the Chinese retailers in terms of contribution going forward?
Coronino speaking. Let's say that we're still looking at the Asia market of as one of the more interesting markets for us. It's no doubt that we have registered a decline in respect to the trend of the past year, and we have decided, and because of the managing director of India is ready for retirement, we have a new managing director that started from September this year. This is an Italian that lives in India and works in India for more than 20 years. I am not allowed to say in which company he works today, but his company, he works in a company where it's very focused on sales, marketing, and distribution, on consumer products, where the competition is quite tough. I believe that we have, as you know, we have appointed as a new general manager, a guy that take care about 3- and 4-wheeler. And now with this guy that replaced the old managing director, he will be concentrated on the 2-wheeler market, where we are totally unsatisfied about that. So I'm expecting that, starting from September, confirming the good performance of 3-wheeler, and also interested looking at the 4-wheeler market, we believe that a different marketing approach on 2-wheeler can give us the opportunity to follow the market going of this type of products. We have make a decision, we have just done something on which we, in this way, in China, where we beginning to open a new strategy on dealer and what is also the shop. We have already opened as a tester in Shanghai. Three different shop, and the first reaction is quite good. And this shop will sell all different trade name, not only Vespa, but also Moto Guzzi, Aprilia, and bikes, generally speaking. We believe that if this strategy can be able to satisfy the customer need, I think that China will be a new market, very important for us. Going to the southeast of Asia, even in that area, we have in mind to make a sort of restructure or reorganization on the top manager, especially on the sales and marketing area. We begin to improve some advertising program. We expected and we want to see the results on August and September to confirm if this strategy is appropriate for that kind of market. And then we have decided also to, from India, to look at the export market to the country that is very close to India, and this give us already successful with sales in June and July. Because we are in discussion of reorganization, I want to inform you that we put a new managing director in the United States. This guy coming from the business of the two-wheeler. He worked for us in Vietnam before, and then in Europe. And he's a particularly expert on the scooter. And I believe that this can give a different position of a company in Canada, United States, and Mexico. And we are thinking about how to organize sales in South America. This is still at the project level. Can be launched beginning of the next year. We don't want to increase too much the cost, so we think we are thinking how to organize this sort of organization without to concentrate. Headquarters in Brazil, and from Brazil looking at Argentina, Chile, and the other countries. So I believe that also this type of organization that is already on the way, our results in the future should be better than what was in the past. Besides that, the competition is quite strong, especially for Honda and the other Japanese market, the other Japanese company.
Thank you. That was very interesting. So, if I understand correctly, you have changed a lot of key people in some different areas, but we don't have to expect an increase in the costs.
No.
Okay.
No, because in the meantime we have replaced. We have not put another one. We have replaced the guy.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Filippo Prini of Kepler. Mr. Prini, please.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. We got two brief one questions. The first one is on the revenues and the result on the Indian commercial vehicle. Could you give us some more color on the possibly price mix effect in the second quarter or more generally on the first half for this segment? And second is on the net working capital, given your outstanding results you achieved there. I think that most of that was achieved thanks to strong action of customer payables. Could you assume that this strong action is a strong source of cash from this side should be also replicated in the following quarters? Thank you.
Sorry, could you repeat the first question, please?
Sure. Price mix on the Indian commercial vehicle.
Okay, so starting from the first one, I mean, as you know, we are much stronger in the three-wheeler than in the small four-wheeler. And inside the three-wheeler, we are much stronger on the pet segment than on the, in the cargo segment than in the pack segment. So in the three-wheeler, we have a much stronger market share, which is around 33%. Last year, it was 34%, so we lost 1 percentage point. But as we said at the beginning, this in the question of Mrs. Bosio, the loss in market share was due to an incredible push of Bajaj in a particular segment, which is the city pack segment, where Bajaj has 90% of market share because they were used to sell just in this segment. So they have absolutely a very strong position in terms of licenses and they have a monopoly in the broker segment. So of course they are very strong there, and during the month of June, they did a very strong push, which allowed them to increase the market share. If we exclude this particular segment, where we started playing last year with the upper city PECs, which allowed us in any case to have around 5-6% of market share after 1 year, and which is good for us because we started also exporting this product, the performance in all the other segments of three-wheeler PAX Rural and three-wheeler cargo was good for us, and we gained market share. The same occurred also in the four-wheeler business. In the small four-wheeler business, we have a much not strong positioning because last year we were at around 1.5% market share. This year, we have been able to increase our penetration, and we achieved 4.8% market share. So we had, in a very, decreasing market, because the four-wheeler market during the recession in India went down in the second quarter by around 30%, we had a very good increase of market share. Combining the two market share, three-wheeler and four-wheeler, and combining the movement of the market, our total market share was up by around 2.3 percentage points from 24.1 to 26.4. And so the position is much stronger compared to last year. On top of that, as we said before, we have to consider also the export business, which was up by 84%, with a lot of room remaining for improving, because the total three-four-wheeler exporting market is absolutely big and growing, expected to grow in the future. I'm talking about Sub-Indian continent, I'm talking about Africa, I'm talking about Latin America. The second question about the net working capital, you can have a look at the slide number 12, where you see basically the performance for the different components. So trade receivable, we went on managing as in the past. In effect, you can see that we had the 126 total amount at the end of the year versus 125 last year. The beginning was worse because we started with 74.4 versus 59.3%. And from the difference of the two, it means that we absorbed 52 instead of 65. A significant part of this improvement in the absorption of cash was given by India. India last year, as you know, was a little bit in crisis in terms of market, and so this forced it to push a little bit of stock in the dealer network. This recovery of the market during Q2 allowed us to increase our volume while decreasing the pressure on the dealer stock. And decreasing the pressure on the dealer stock, the dealer had the opportunity to go back to former policies in terms of payment, which is a cash payment before delivery. There is still some medium to be recovered, but the position at the end of June is much better compared to the position at the end of December this year. So I would say that in terms of receivable, a significant part of the improvement, which is 13 million euro, is due to India performance. Inventory, we have been trying to manage the international expansion without increasing inventory. Actually, I mean, this year we decided to be even stronger in terms of availability of product, and maybe we made also some sacrifice in terms of a potential little loss of sale to be recovered the following month, of course, because I'm not talking about a warehouse empty, but I mean a warehouse managed better. And this allowed us to have, at the end of the quarter, 11 million euro lower inventory compared to last year. Thirdly, last year we had, in terms of commercial payable, a generation of 34 million euro. And this was due because during 2012, we had a lot of capex and we had higher sales. So at the beginning of the fiscal year 2013, we had a lot of commercial payable outstanding, which were not more in place at the end of Q1 2013. This year, this effect was not present because, we started the year with a lower level of commercial payable, 344 versus 389. And so, with a similar amount of commercial payable outstanding at the end of Q1, 418 versus 423, we've been able simply to generate more cash coming from the delta of commercial payable outstanding. So I would say, adding up, India performance in terms of receivable, strict management of inventory, and a difference coming from a very full of commercial payable 2012, which during the first half of last year made us to have a not satisfactory performance in terms of cash generation.
Next question comes from Mr. Gabriele Gambarova of Banca Akros. Mr. Gambarova, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I was wondering if you can provide me the breakdown of the volumes for the Asia region between Vietnam, Indonesia, and other countries. I was interested in trying to understand how was the performance between these three different areas or countries?
Of course. I mean, out of the 41,000 units, Vietnam accounted for 22,000 units, Indonesia for 7, and the rest of Asia for 12,000 units. Within the rest of Asia, Thailand was the most important country with 3,700 units, and the second was Taiwan with 2.1.
And coming back to Vietnam, I understand that you had a major managerial reshuffle, but I didn't really get your expectations on the market development for this year and possibly on your sales. Could you be a little bit more precise, if possible?
In terms of sales, I mean, we hired a new commercial director and we changed the strategy in terms of dealer network development. During the first 6 months, we had also to reduce a little bit the dealer network stock because, as you know, we started selling the Primavera at the beginning of last year or in December 2013. And when we started with Primavera, we had also some LX in the network. During the first quarter, we have been able to reduce the dealer network stock. And today, basically, we can leverage on three items to push on Vietnam sales. Lower network stock, new commercial organization, and also Primavera, which after, let's say, a not-so-easy startup, started to perform well. So, I mean, the expectations in the future are also linked to Primavera and Vespa Sprint, which are very much perceived positively from the market.
Okay. Thank you.
So I think that now time is up. We have just one question more if you want, and then we have to close and to end the conference call. So next analyst, and then we have to end the call.
The last question comes from Mr. Niccolò Storer of Mediobanca. Mr. Storer, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I have some questions for you. The first one is related to inventories in Europe. Basically, you blame for the weak results of the first quarter some dealer network destocking, and I was wondering if should we expect going forward restocking of the dealer network, or if you believe that now we are okay and so sell-in and sell-out could go in the end. Second question is related to volumes sold in Latin America and Middle East, Africa, if you could give us a flavor of how many units you sold in the quarter or in the half there. Third question is related to India three-wheelers. I mean, my personal feeling is that probably the market in the last few months was somewhat boosted by the expected expire of excise duty cuts. So my question is if you have already seen any kind of improvement in July, which could confirm the fact that the market is actually recovering. The very last question on export of three-wheelers from India. Do you believe that the run rate we have been seeing in the last few months could be maintained until the end of this year? I'm thinking about 2,500 units per month. Thank you.
Okay, so starting starting from the first one, the dealer network stock has been reduced over the first quarter. In the second quarter was more or less kept constant, and we feel that today, if the market stays at the same level, we are at the right level of network stock. Maybe we can reduce a little bit one country, push a little bit more on another country, but more or less we reach the good level. Of course, I mean, there is the seasonality, so we can see a moment with the first and second quarter having a stock increasing a little bit to serve the retail customer in July, August, and September, and then reduce a little bit over the next 6 months. But this is in the normal seasonality behavior. In Latin America, we started, we improved a little bit. The total sales were around 2,300 units versus 1,700 units last year. So it's a plus 30%, but in terms of numbers, we are talking about a small number. As Mr. Colanino was saying before, it is mandatory in order to have a good performance there to have commercial or maybe commercial plus some CKD industrial operation in one of the countries to fully take advantage of a very important market, which is around 3 million units. So we are talking about signals and not about real performance. But this is, we are in the good path, and the introduction of the small bikes show that. In terms of improvement in India, we believe that is really something on which we can count. Actually, I mean, also for July, we are expecting volumes improving by around more than 10%, let's say. I hope more than 10%, but I mean, the feeling is good, the network is already destocked, and so we are very much positive. And this is, I mean, I believe, the best news we have for the next 6 months. I remember that also the Forex should play a good role on that. And in terms of run rate for export, we are really confident. I believe that the target of 2,500 units per month can be maintained, and we hope that it can be even improved next year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think that is the answer draws the call to an end. If you need more info, you can call me later as usual. And thank you very much for attending the conference call. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling.